question is from Nancy Catapano from Coconut Creek, Florida. And the same question came from Chris in Seattle. And it's, why do we get a brain freeze after drinking very cold liquids?
The dreaded brain freeze, the ice cream headache. We addressed this question in our first book, Why Do Men Have Nipples?
Yes, we did.
Did I mention our second book, Why Do Men Fall Asleep After Sex? You have to. If I start shamelessly plugging the book, you have to like maybe hook me up to some sort of device that will shock me every time, a Pavlovian thing that I'll learn.
I guess the brain freeze question is coming up because it's summertime. People are hot and they're drinking their what are some famous causes of brain freeze?
Slurpees are notorious causers. Is that a word?
Causers.
I
didn't know. Can you get to be a doctor with only an eighth grade education? That's amazing.
I like to read.
But actually, we have a very clear answer to this question about it's what is that?
What, me fail English? That's impossible.
Brain freezes.
No, brain freezes are basically caused. What happens is the very cold liquid, it cools off your palate, which cools the air in the sinuses, and there's nerve centers that are there that rapidly fire from that cooling and causes a severe headache. It's actually the sphenopalatine ganglion is what they think the area that's responsible for the brain freeze is. So we postulate that if you could rapidly warm up the same area, that you probably could reverse the brain freeze, but that probably would be too dangerous to do.
Well, what about a kind of jalapeno poultice for the roof of your mouth?
What was the word you just used?
A poultice.
I'm saying causer and you're saying poultice.
Could your brain actually freeze? How cold would it have to be for your brain to freeze?
I think your brain is a little frozen today.
All right.
Well, could, if you talk about warming up rapidly, I mean, could you rub your hands together and put them over your eyes? Or are there any other tricks, like maybe taking deep breaths?
Well, people suggest clucking your tongue against the roof of your mouth to warm it up. The truth is, it's time. It wears off. It's a transient headache and not particularly dangerous.
If you cluck your tongue long enough, a geese will follow you and want to mate with you. So that's one liability for that method.
Okay, so we probably shouldn't recommend that for our children.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor Lehner from the Lehner Institute.
Dr. Doolittle.